From New Jersey's most listened to station, here's your weekend flash briefing from New Jersey 101.5.
I'm Eric Scott, and here's a look at the top trending stories this weekend at NJ1015.com. Has the thin blue line painted down some Jersey streets become a symbol of hate? That is the conclusion of Homedel's Human Relations Committee. The committee has recommended the town remove the blue line, saying the symbolism has been appropriated by white supremacists and makes some members of the community feel unwelcome and threatened. In a preliminary report, the committee noted the blue line flag was carried along with Confederate flags and Nazi insignia during the Capitol insurrection. As controversy continues over provisions in the new legal weed laws, few lawmakers have been defending the bills they voted for. The legislature has largely grown quiet as parents in particular have become outraged that decriminalization bans police from telling you if your underage son or daughter was caught smoking weed or drinking alcohol. Local towns can do little to counter that provision, the state attorney general sending out an advisory to all police departments, reiterating the regulations, and stating officers that violate that policy are subject to civil and criminal penalties. But some mayors are moving forward with plans to ban recreational weed outright, and Bridgewater became the first.
Bridgewater Mayor Matthew Mensch slams the state's laws as anti-child, anti-family, and anti-police, pointing to loosened penalties for underage use. Nearly 70 towns had local bans against pot before November, which would need to be readopted within the next 3 months. Point Pleasant Beach is in a holding pattern as they wait to fully understand the new laws, according to its mayor. No word yet whether Old Bridge, Freehold, Manville, or Cranberry might move to readopt their respective voided marijuana bans. Erin Vogt, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
Child mental health. Health and addiction experts are also weighing in on the issue of underage weed use, with concern over how our kids will hear and interpret the police ban on telling parents about usage.
Those under 21 spotted smoking pot or in possession of small amounts would receive a written warning on the first offense. Parents wouldn't be notified until a second offense, at least for those under the age of 18. Ezra Helfand at the Wellspring Center for Prevention in East Brunswick says that's like an open call to kids to go ahead and try marijuana.
I'm concerned what's going to happen in and around schools.
Assembly Minority Leader John Bramnick has announced plans to draft a proposed law that would restore law enforcement's ability to notify parents of a first offense. Dino Flamia, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
That proposal by Bramnick, by the way, will probably never even get a hearing. Democrats have little support for it. Another COVID mutation that has shown the ability to evade the body's immune response has been discovered in New York City, and Governor Murphy assumes it's already here as well. Scientists are just starting to study this mutation, but say it is similar to the one discovered in South Africa and that it is potentially resistant to current vaccines. Governor Murphy is urging mask wearing, social distancing. Medical experts say the best defense, mass vaccinations, to limit the number of human hosts the virus has to replicate. Just a couple of months ago, Jersey officials were afraid COVID infections would keep climbing and hospitalizations would be shooting through the roof in February. But over the past several weeks, just the opposite has happened, and more steps to open the state could soon be coming.
According to Governor Murphy, we still have a vaccine supply-demand imbalance, but larger shipments are expected. The state could start receiving J&J COVID vaccines in a few weeks. Hospitalizations and the RT continue to trend downward, and the variants have not been the issue some had predicted. So when it comes to indoor dining capacity...
My guess is the next move probably is from 35% to 50%. That would be my guess. I don't know when, but if the numbers keep getting better, it'll be sooner than later.
We still have significant challenges, says the governor. But it feels like the ground is beginning to shift into a better place. David Matthau, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Governor Murphy came into office promising to raise your taxes. He has certainly made good on that promise. For 3 years, his budgets have included sharp tax and fee increases to fund his progressive agenda. Spending under Murphy has also increased every year he's been in office. This year is no different. Murphy is proposing a double-digit spending increase with handouts to his most loyal allies like the Teachers Union and the State Workers Union. It cements their loyalty heading into an election year. But for this budget, Murphy is not proposing any tax and fee hikes. His spending increases are funded, however, by an equally dangerous source, borrowed money. Money that will be spent this year, but will not recur the following year, which could trigger even bigger tax hikes in his next budget.
Murphy says the plan is the result of the right approach to budgeting, focusing on people and not politics.
The budget I am presenting today can make these investments and achieve these goals for the year to come with no increase in taxes.
Assembly Minority Leader John Bramnick says if every year had a gubernatorial election, there would never be a tax hike.
Well, thank you. And then we'll have to wait four more years if this governor was reelected for a similar promise.
At the State House, Michael Simons, New Jersey 101.5 News.
It appears a good number of New Jersey residents have been trying to cope with pandemic restrictions with booze and cigarettes, and state treasury officials have taken notice. The budget brief they published this week cited a rise in tax collections from both alcohol and tobacco sales, $68 million more in anticipated revenue. They noted the rise in tobacco revenue halts a decades-long trend of declining sales in New Jersey. The Department of Education says it will not allow New Jersey or any other state to cancel federally mandated standardized testing because of the pandemic. But Sean Spiller of the NJEA, the teachers' union, says the whole issue appears to be up in the air.
That's a question that I'm not sure is answered yet, because there's guidance coming in all the time that seems to be changing.
The U.S. Department of Education says it will consider waiver requests for shorter tests that could be administered next fall, but not getting rid of them completely. Six Flags Great Adventure is planning to open March 27th for the 2021 season. Details on park attendance, limited capacity, other restrictions still being worked out, and not clear is if the new coaster will be ready on opening day. The Jersey Devil is the world's tallest, fastest, longest single rail coaster in the world. One big change this year, Six Flags will not accept cash for any in-park transactions. They also announced workers hired this year will make at least $15 an hour. Discovering New Jersey. Once a month, we profile some of the things you might not know about the Garden State. Partnered with the Associated Humane Society's the Popcorn Park Animal Refuge in Ocean County is dedicated to educating visitors about each species' unique story and the resilience of the animals in its care.
Many have come to the zoo or the AHS dog and cat shelter because they had health problems that prior facilities couldn't handle. Director John Bergman says especially during the initial shutdown of the pandemic when the zoo couldn't be open, the shelter couldn't adopt pets out fast enough. The park and the shelter work hand in hand.
People do ask sometimes, like, what do you want people to come away from here with when they come here and stuff? We want them, I've always thought that if they leave here with more compassion for animals than they came in with, we've achieved our goal.
The stories of these animals nursed back to health after back problems, malnourishment, parasites, are what keep people coming in and coming back. Patrick Lavery, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Stay tuned to New Jersey 101.5 all weekend long for the latest New Jersey weather, traffic, and breaking news. And make sure you enable all the New Jersey 101.5 skills on your Alexa devices. All of our content available anytime on demand through the NJ 101.5 smartphone app. I'm Eric Scott. Have you checked out my daily news videos yet? Every weekday morning on Facebook, I tell you what you need to know to start your day. Simply like the New Jersey 101.5 Facebook page to have it included in your news feed. That's a look at the top trending stories this weekend at NJ1015.com. Join me Monday morning for a full hour of New Jersey news. New Jersey's first news starts at 5. Then stick around and talk Jersey with Bill Spadia at 6 on New Jersey 101.5.